now to a sharp divide for Republicans over race. This year, a handful of GOP congressional candidates have openly expressed racist views. Others in the party disagree over how and how often to address the issue. Lisa Desjardins reports from Virginia. And a warning, this story includes some disturbing, violent, and racist content.
In a newly appointed home in Northern Virginia,
it's so nice to meet you.
Potential donors are sizing up an unconventional candidate, Corey Stewart.
I did see that. Yeah, I did.
The GOP nominee for U.S. Senate is a divisive figure, loved by some conservatives as ardently anti-illegal immigration and pro-Trump.
We'll be supporting the president. We're going to be bringing back manufacturing jobs.
But detested by others in the Republican Party as someone they see as stoking racial divide.
What makes crimes committed by illegal aliens so especially heinous and so especially tragic is that it's 100% preventable.
Stewart flatly denies accusations of racism.
I think Republicans, including myself, were always saying, we absolutely disavow racism. We absolutely disavow any sort of bigotry or racism. What the Republican Party needs to stand for is making sure that the quality of life for average working Americans improves.
From the great state of Wisconsin.
But early last year, he supported Paul Nehlen, an anti-Semite who ran for Congress in Wisconsin. And a month later, Stewart appeared with Jason Kessler, a white nationalist.
You will not replace us!
Kessler later organized the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, where a protester was killed by a white nationalist driving into the crowd. Stewart insists he did not know the men's views at the time, and he has disavowed them. When he took to Facebook with his own views on Charlottesville, Stewart blamed liberals and didn't mention white nationalists. He said conservatives were under attack.
Unfortunately, in the aftermath of Charlottesville, there will be those on the left, the media, the Democrats, the liberals, who will use this as an excuse to further crack down on conservative speech.
The National Republican Party is not supporting Stewart, but he's far from their biggest nightmare. In New Jersey, Republican congressional nominee Seth Grossman shared a racist article saying that black people are a threat to all who cross their paths. Another Republican congressional nominee, John Fitzgerald in California, has focused his campaign on denying the Holocaust. In Illinois, there's neo-Nazi Arthur Jones, who ran unopposed in his GOP congressional primary. And in North Carolina, statehouse candidate Russell Walker's website charges that Jews are the children of Satan.
In all of these races, state and national Republican parties have withdrawn support for the candidates.
We have got to distance ourselves at every single turn as emphatically as we can from anything related to white nationalism.
John Whitbeck is the former chairman of the Virginia Republican Party. He stepped down from that position shortly after Corey Stewart won the nomination.
Our ideas are the right ones for everybody, from Muslims to Indian Americans to South Asians to African Americans, and that's what we got to get back to as a party quickly.
It is a deep identity divide. Stewart sees race as a political weapon used by Democrats. A Minnesota native, he showed us his historic colonial-era home in Northern Virginia. Stewart points to the diversity of his county, where he's repeatedly been elected chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
I've been having my ear to the ground and won four elections here, and I could not have done that if not for the support of people in my community of all races, of all religions, of all ethnicities.
We talked at length, and he gave direct, skeptical views not usually spoken out loud by politicians.
Are you questioning whether there is a movement of people in this country
who are
white nationalists?
What I'm saying is I haven't seen it.
If you're saying that America has moved past race, do you think that a person of color faces any limitations because of their color now? Or has America moved past it?
I think for the most part, I really don't believe that most of our issues are due to race. I think that...
And you think like an individual who is black or Hispanic does not have fewer opportunities?
I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
I think it has to do with socioeconomics.
This person is full of baloney.
Stephen Taylor is a political science professor at American University. He points out racism has been woven into campaigns since the nation began. Taylor does not believe Republicans like Stewart, who say that they or their party have moved past race.
Does Mr. Post-Racial want me to live on his street, or does Mr. Post-Racial want 7 of 10 people on his street to look like me? He probably doesn't.
You think that idea is just a cover-up?
I think it's a lie. If you believe that, you believe that the Easter Bunny's coming on Easter and Santa Claus is coming on Christmas Eve.
Meantime, in the past month, voters in Florida and Iowa received racist robocalls from a white nationalist group. In Florida, the calls portrayed Andrew Gillum, the black Democratic nominee for governor, as a minstrel caricature.
Well, hello there. I is Andrew Gillum, and I'll be the mayor of Tallahassee.
And, of course, the highest-ranking Republican, President Donald Trump, has repeatedly used sharp words about race.
Our African-American communities are absolutely in the worst shape that they've ever been in before, ever, ever, ever.
Some see this kind of talk as defying political correctness. Others say it's offensive. Some, like supporters of Corey Stewart, see racism as exaggerated.
If you don't agree with me, you're a racist. Or you're a Nazi. I mean, come on, give me a break. Give me a break.
I seem to draw a lot of protesters, though.
But other Republicans see a serious party problem, allowing and stoking hate. It is an identity crisis spilling onto the ballot this fall over who Republicans are and who they want to be.
And Lisa joins me now. So, Lisa, a lot of important reporting there. What do these racial overtones tell us about the midterms this year? Do you expect race is going to be actually an issue in these campaigns?
It depends on where you're looking. But overall, the NAACP's did a survey, and they said that African-American voters do think this year's midterms is more important than in 2014. They believe turnout will be up, and that's important for Democrats, which is where African-Americans usually vote, because Democrats saw that turnout of minorities go down 2 years ago. That helped President Trump, actually. So there's that, the turnout issue, and then there's also candidates of color who are running who seem to be helping other Democrats on the ballot, including Andrew Gillum in Florida.
So you mentioned the Republican Party.
Yeah.
You interviewed the former chair of the party in Virginia. What is the party officially saying about all this?
It runs the gamut. In some cases, we've seen the National Party have a very clear message, and in the case of New Jersey, saying bigotry cannot be accepted here. We will not accept this candidate. That's Seth Grossman running for Congress. In North Carolina, however, the state party was a little more gentle in saying, because of this man's past actions, we are separating himself. Now, I also want to say it's not always the party in control here. In the case of Illinois, where we have the neo-Nazi Arthur Jones running, he has openly said that he has snookered the Republican Party, that he's using them for his own ends. And in that case, the Republican Party ran ads against him.
So, and finally, what do you think, Corey Stewart, the candidate for the Senate in Virginia, what is his candidacy, what does he say about where we are on all this?
This was not an easy story to report because it's very complicated, and so is Corey Stewart. He is someone who is convinced that he is not racist, and there are no overtly racist statements ever attached to him, but he did associate with people who were clearly on the fringe. And on the other hand, he's got a diverse county, and he does participate and connect with all these communities. But I think what he expressed to me in the interview were thoughts that I had heard from white politicians, just not on camera before. These are thoughts that I think are common in the Republican Party, that they think white people are held to a different standard. Now, I think these thoughts are also something that are controversial with minorities who see them as not helpful and in some cases racist. My conclusion from a lot of this reporting is that the conversations are getting farther apart. Here was a man who says he's not racist, but I don't think he hears what the minority community is saying right now.
Well, it is an important story, complicated story. Thank you,
and
Lisa.
And more online, too.
And more online. Lisa Desjardins, we thank you.